notes, and I'm keen to hear whether you think if the governing party could have a case here. It's accusing the new party formed by Dr. Makosi Khoza, former ANC MP and a member of the party for many, many years, accusing them of using its iconography, that famous green, gold and black and spear imagery of the ANC for their new logo. And I wonder if you've seen it. And if you haven't, we've got it up on 702.co.za. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on 0727021702. On WhatsApp, we've got an SMS here, a message saying the ADEC logo is fabulous. I don't think the ANC will win its case. And well, to find out if there is a case here, we're speaking to partner at Adams & Adams, Darren Oliver, who joins us on the line from Joburg. Darren, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Great to join you. Thanks, Cooks.
So when we speak about where political imagery falls in, are those brands, are those logos, are those trademarks? How would you go about even saying this belongs to me, being the ANC or any other party?
Cooks, an incredible amount of symbolism goes into these logos, as you know. And I think, yes, they for political parties, but they mean a lot, just like the 702 logo might mean a lot to 702, to Prime Media. Mm-hmm. And the party conveys political messages, and they use symbolism to do that. They use symbolism to win over votes, and a lot of that is encapsulated in the party's logo, in its taglines. And, I mean, if you look at the ANC logo, if you go onto their website, for example, they will, you know, first of all, the tagline on the website is their colors, the combination of black, green, and yellow. Mm-hmm. And then they go on to explain the symbolism of each element within their corporate colors.
Yes.
So, to say for the benefit of listeners, you know, the black is, you know, obviously the people of South Africa, the green being the land, and the yellow being the mineral wealth. So, mm-hmm. And they've encapsulated that in how they've represented their party, and now you've got a new party using similar color combinations.
So, but does that symbolism mean there is, IP or trademark or some kind of legal claim that the ANC has to those particular colors? Because there are also colors, particularly on the African continent, that have been used by other countries, other liberation movements. So they're not unique to us.
Correct. No, that is indeed correct. I think the ANC would say that their combination is something that they own. So yes, the colors yellow and black can be found in many other political parties. I mean, the PAC, IFP, APC all use those colors, but in different forms and different combinations. And so the law approaches it like this. I mean, they've essentially got three potential forums to go to. So you can go to court. You can go to an organization like the Advertising Standards Authority, although the scope is quite limited there because they don't delve into political advertisements per se. But the other option is to go to the IEC, which is where they have gone. But let's just quickly if you don't mind me unpacking on the court side, I mean, mm-hmm. what do you have to show? So normally in kind of packaging and branding disputes, if you can show the two things, if you can show you've got a reputation in that color combination, then the law will, and as a result of that reputation, there's a likelihood of confusion, the law will protect you under what's called passing off. So that's one angle that they could look at. Mm-hmm. I think it would be quite easy for them to show a reputation in that color combination. And, I mean, whether there's actual confusion, that might be a bit more difficult. The second aspect is if they've gone and actually registered those marks at the National Trademark Office as color combinations. So you find this quite common. Think pink for Aerolite is an example. Nedbank's green might also be known as orange for telecoms. Mm-hmm. People will go and register colors and color combinations. Single colors are difficult to protect, but color combinations are much easier. Mm-hmm. And if that is the case and the services are identical, then it's really just a question of whether they are using that color combination, irrespective of whether there's a likelihood of confusion. And so they might succeed if they've got registered trademarks. Those are kind of court principles that one applies. And then under the IEC code, there's a concept of plagiarism. where one party seemed to plagiarize other symbols or logos, the IEC can step in and make a ruling. And from reports, I think that's where they have gone. Under the electoral code, they have fairly far-ranging sanctions which they can apply. Mm-hmm. So I think, on the face of it, there has been not just of the color combinations, but also the other imagery. You know, the idea of holding a torch or a flag waving, and you've got now the torch and the color combinations. There are lots of similarities.
Not sure what's happening with Darren's line there. I'm going to pass him back to our producers and hopefully get him back. But we've got Jackie in Centurion. Jackie, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Jackie.
Thanks. I just thought I'd make a comment on this color business that he's complaining about. Mm-hmm. I really don't think that African National Congress has any monopoly to any color. Nobody does that. Nobody has that. They did not develop color. And for them to make this fuss about this whole Makosi and logo and things, it is just the ANC, typical ANC. They will want to disrupt anything that seems to challenge them. So personally, I feel Makosi must not even bother themselves about this whole debacle. Color does not belong to the ANC. Yellow, black, whatever, does not belong to the African National Congress.
Do you think there is similarities between the ADEC's and the ANC's logo? Have you seen the two?
There isn't. It's just the color. There isn't. The thing is, what they are doing is, whoever that developed that logo would have known if he was doing something wrong. And I think professionals were tasked with the responsibility of coming up with that logo. I don't think she just woke up in the morning and told children from a primary school to come up with colors without thinking.
Mm-hmm.
She thought about it, and professionals were given a task of developing that logo with those colors.
Mm.
So the ANC, as far as I'm concerned, can go jump.
Some tough words there, Jackie. Thank you so much for your call. That's Jackie in Centurion. On SMS on 31702, Anonymous saying, I like the logo. The attack is just another attempt to prevent a total disintegration. When they push out the deputy president and his followers, he would do well to align himself to the new logo. Darren, you touched on confusion or causing confusion in a particular market. I mean, the IAC last year, was accused of creating confusion. But does confusion mean there's been plagiarism or there's been an infringement on trademark? Because sometimes you'll look at something and think it looks similar, but if it were to be tested, does that necessarily mean there's been, you know, someone's intellectual property or someone's trademark has been encroached upon?
So confusion is one aspect of it. Plagiarism and copyright are normally kind of linked. So copying being plagiarism, the actual copy, you think of plagiarizing a book, etc. So on a copyright angle, does the ANC have copyright in those color combinations? The answer to that is probably no, because it has to be original and it's difficult to get over that threshold.
Mm-hmm.
So plagiarism is more for actually the IOC code, and this is regulated amongst people who adhere to the code. So it's a kind of local thing. And I guess it goes beyond, though. It also looks at the symbols, like plagiarizing the symbols. So absence of confusion, if there is imitation, then they can be sanctioned. But just going back to trademark law, so confusion is one aspect of it. If they've got a registered trademark, if, for example, the ANC had a registered trademark for that color combination, they could also show that even though there's no confusion, that if they took unfair advantage of those colors, and arguably one does, in the sense that they take advantage of the symbolism, even though there's no confusion, it's a step up in getting attraction to that brand.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't paid for it. They haven't spent a lot of money on getting that goodwill in the market that the ANC will have spent a lot of time and money on doing, and so would, you know, businesses who do this kind of thing, who create brands. And if there's an unfair advantage, then they could have a claim under trademark infringement. Or if they could show that because those colors are used by this new party, and they have no control over the use of those colors, that there's a detriment to that symbolism. Then they could also show it's a slightly different leg under trademark infringement. But that all means that the ANC would have to have a registered trademark, and I haven't looked at the register, but if they do, their rights would be much, much stronger.
And so if they do have those rights, that would mean they go the legal route via the courts, so not just through the IEC, but the court systems.
Yes, and the advantages and disadvantages to both. You might find that actually to go through the court system quite expensive, and it might be difficult to get a day in court. I mean, the courts are blocked up, but you know it is possible to get in on an urgent basis within a week or so. Often the electoral mechanisms, IEC, have set up separate courts who are designed to deal with these types of disputes around election time and are therefore much quicker. So that may be one of the reasons why they've gone the IEC route. Maybe they haven't got a registered trademark, and then they're stuck trying to show confusion. And that's difficult to show because I think there are arguments that people would not be confused.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly I think that they are sailing close to the wind.
Can you preempt confusion? Because in many ways, I think this is what this is doing. So if it were the IAC or COOP, you can almost say, well, we've seen in elections in the market, so to speak, that there is confusion here. You're almost preempting it. Can you do that? You preempt potential damage to your brand, your trademark, your copyright?
Yeah, I mean, you do. I mean, any business, whether you be a voting party or a well-known brand, you will take steps to. As soon as you're successful, people will copy you. It's just natural. In fact, it's perhaps a sincerest form of flattery. But then the way in which to preempt that is to take steps to register trademarks, to communicate to the public that the symbolism are function, that you own that symbolism and that they function as trademarks and brands and that you have proprietary rights in it. And then that way you educate the market. And then, of course, you need people to assist you quite quickly. So if someone does encroach upon your brand, you send a strong message quickly to avoid it happening again. So to put it in a slightly different way, mm-hmm. if they tolerate this, then it opens the door for other parties to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it'll be an interesting battle, and I would suspect that they have very little other option but to protect their brand in this way.
Darren, thank you very much for your time. That's Darren Olivier, partner at Adams & Adams. Very interesting times ahead with the ANC and the ADEC. Lots of SMSs seeming to think that this is all petty politics. Munir on WhatsApp saying all that the ANC is doing is giving Makosi Khoza and her party attention and spotlight. That's one point. Someone sending us the new party's logo saying this is clear copyright infringement. Colin on WhatsApp saying the combination of black, gold and green is on the South African flag. It belongs to all of us. And that's correct, actually. The black, the gold, the green is quite a central part of the South African national flag. So Colin's saying it belongs to everyone, not just the governing party.